Live from the Fortress of Freedom and the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Islamist terrorists are being sought out for the senseless murder of Christians, nearly 300 of them, worshiping on Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka. Just the latest in a worldwide war on Christianity that many pretend is not going on. We'll have the latest. Two, Bill de Blasio getting ready to declare his candidacy for President of the United States, the far-left mayor of New York City, and plans to end skyscrapers in the Big Apple. He's declaring the green new apple will not be built with steel and glass. Yeah, and if you don't jump on board, you'll be fined up to $1 million. No joke. And number one, and the Democrats led by Jerry Nadler, who, by the way, would be called the Waddler if this were a Batman movie, is demanding to question the former White House counsel Don McGahn under oath and in public. Meanwhile, the president returning fire and filing his own lawsuits. All the while, Rome is burning. Welcome to it on Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2019. Steve Gerber here with you, your humble correspondent, doing anything we can to keep you informed to the best ability we have. Don McGahn left the White House in October of 2018. White House counsel. He spent 30 hours with Bob Mueller's team, answering questions, providing documentation. And in the end, there was not enough for Bob Mueller to pursue any real course when it came to possible collusion or conspiracy with the Russians. No obstruction of justice that he could arrive on. Of course, he changed the standard to could not exonerate. Well, hell, who could you exonerate in this life? It's a standard that we've never had here in America and never should, except in cases of tarring and feathering the president. Yes, Steve, but Bob Mueller's a registered Republican. So what? So is Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse and Bill Kristol, for that matter. So saying that somehow a Republican gives the president a better advantage is complete and utter nonsense. These people loathe him. Anyhow, the Waddler, Jerry Nadler, sent a subpoena to Don McGahn to testify publicly next month following the release of the special counsel report. Nadler described McGahn, who stepped down as White House counsel, as a critical witness to the many alleged instances of obstruction of justice and other misconduct described in the special counsel's report. Yet yesterday, on a big conference call that was held with Democrats, they said, pump the brakes. Pump the brakes because we can't really pursue impeachment right now because it's not there. They can say what they want, but it's not there. According to the Waddler, though, the special counsel's report, even in redacted form, outlines substantial evidence that President Trump engaged in obstruction and other abuses. What it says is he was angry that he was being kneecapped by an investigation preventing him from doing what the people had elected him to do: border security, create jobs, tend to the economy, establish America's presence on the national stage again, and not in a apology tour form. The Waddler added that he has requested McGahn to appear before the committee May the 21st. He set May 7th as the deadline for him to provide documents related to the Mueller investigation. And as I said, this all came at the same time that Nancy Pelosi, in a conference call, told rank-and-file Democrats to let the investigative process establish facts before taking up impeachment, but they will not wait. They're rabid. They want this. They need this. They have nothing else. I mean, what they're offering is not sane. And we'll get to Bill de Blasio's latest incarnation of the Green New Deal, eliminating skyscrapers in New York City. Yeah, that's going to make a lot of sense. And if you don't get on board and retrofit your building in the next 10 years and spend wild amounts of money, we'll fine you $1 million maybe. For real, we'll get to that. But Doug Collins, the committee's ranking member under Waddler, said this about the move to subpoena McGahn. For the second time in 4 days, the chairman has issued a subpoena prematurely and contrary to his pledge to, quote, not issue a subpoena every time we have a disagreement with the administration, end quote. Don McGahn sat for more than 30 hours of interviews with the special counsel's investigation, and the chairman has answered that with a stunning 36-item subpoena. Instead of looking at material that Attorney General William Barr provided, Democrats prefer to demand additional materials they know are subject to constitutional and common law privileges and cannot be produced. It is a circus. They know these things cannot be provided, but they also know that half of the public is so dense, they won't even realize or care what the law is. They'll just say, oh, they're hiding something. They're stonewalling. There's a cover-up. 1.4 million documents. 2,800 subpoenas, 500 witnesses, a cover-up. Really? That's what you're going with. After all of this, $35 million down a rat hole, a cover-up. Really? So now we got the Wadler out there doing his damage. One of the big arguments comes over this exchange. A redacted version of the report said that McGahn, in June of 17, informed Deputy Attorney Rod Rosenstein that Mueller had to be fired based on purported conflicts of interest, but McGahn refused, saying he would quit instead. The report added that Trump and McGahn spoke about the matter on February the 6th, 2018, days after the New York Times reported on Trump's demand. According to the report, the president asked McGahn, did I say the word fire? McGahn responded, this again according to the Mueller report, what you said is call Rod. Tell Rod that Mueller has conflicts and can't be the special counsel. That, of course, referring to Rod Rosenstein. The president responding, I never said that. Later in the conversation, according to the report, Trump asked McGahn if he would correct the Times article, and McGahn said no. So there's a disagreement on what was said there. Donald Trump is a guy who is a bit impulsive and says things and sends a lot of test balloons out. And if he says he didn't say it, he could really mean that he didn't mean it. Or maybe he did mean it and tried to pull it back. But the fact of the matter is you can't apply intent. You can't say there's corrupt intent there. And that is the basis. That is the foundation. That is the requirement defined for obstruction of justice. Oh, and by the way, we're obstructing justice in the pursuit of an investigation of no crime. Well, there are all these interactions between Russia and the Trump campaign, Steve. What about that? Well, let me tell you. It's called diplomacy. It's called general conversations. Is it illegal if I talk to a Russian? No. Are we at war with Russia? No. They're an adversary. Well, in that case, everybody's an adversary based on that. Well, we have a long history with Russia. Okay. Have you talked to Chinese people or North Korea people? Would that also be under investigation? Well, no. Why not? Because they didn't release Hillary's emails. Well, I see, but Trump had nothing to do with that. You see, here's the problem. They have no foundational basis for what they're doing. There was no baseline crime. And after 2,800 subpoenas, 500 interviews, two dozen prosecutors, 40 FBI agents, and 2 years and $35 million wasted, they've got nothing. And they're frantic to find something. There's got to be something here. Meanwhile, the president's approval ratings are taking a hit after all of this. Down to 47% on Rasmussen. It was at a high of 53% just about a week and a half ago. You do the math. It's taking its toll. At any rate, we're just getting warmed up on this Tuesday. So much more to cover. Sit tight. It's 14 after.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.